This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The holiday season is upon us, a time of joy, a time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays, and sometimes you just need a helping hand. That's where we come in.
Do you have the new story that we were talking about?
I do.
So this was a friend of the show, a hardcore, longtime AML, had sent us a message saying, hey, and again, you know, anybody who's a hard listener knows, we normally don't do a, hey, somebody needs help on a referral, only because the person you want to help, they don't know you. You don't want them to be embarrassed. You just... Sometimes a personal life, they want to keep it personal, no matter what that cost is.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be. So this is a little different situation. This was something that was on the news. I didn't see it. He did. Then we went back and rewatched the clip, and I saw the it also made the newspaper. So
yeah, the story here that they had put out, a man with disabilities said he was stabbed on a downtown street. No one helped him when he had cries for help. He said he was walking from his apartment to a downtown grocery store, the walk that takes him across the Broadway Bridge from his apartment near the Charles Wheeler downtown airport. He said that's when two men approached him, drew a knife, stealing his cash meant to pay his rent. He said he was thrown to the ground, and at the time they decided to rob me, they stabbed me three times in one leg and one time in my right leg.
They put him in the hospital. He was 8 days in research medical.
Yeah, 8 day stay at the hospital. He had actually said, I had asked three or four people to please help me. They told me that they weren't getting involved.
Yeah, he's I guess he had a stroke.
7 years ago.
Yeah, 2013.
And here's the news clip that was also on. They also did I don't know which station it was.
It's a walk he's made before without experiencing any trouble.
They're saying, hey, you, come here.
That is until December 7th, according to 60-year-old Paul Compton. He often walks across the Broadway Bridge from his apartment to a downtown grocery store. Compton says that night, two menacing men approached him on the street near 10th and Main.
The next thing I knew, I was thrown to the ground. At that time, they decided to rob me, stabbed me three times in this leg, one time in my left leg.
And no one stopped to help until 5 minutes later. Compton uses a cane or a walker to get around. He says a stroke he had 7 years ago left him paralyzed on one side. Compton told Kansas City police those men took money meant to pay his rent, and the four stab wounds left him hospitalized for 8 days.
It's bad enough to live in this world, but you don't have to treat people the way you're treating them. That could have been a little child they did that to.
Ah, it's awful, man. And by the way, because I hate doing it and not giving credit, the reporter was Sean McDowell over at Fox 4.
At Fox 4, okay.
And but as we were going through this story, you know, this guy had a stroke, so he's really weak on one side. He walks there sometimes in non-COVID times. He said he'll take the rail, but it's also good for him to walk. And he had his rent money in his wallet. That's gone now. And unfortunately, and this is what drives me crazy. Why do we put things like this in a newspaper or on the news, and then we don't do anything?
And nobody.
We just like the terrible nature of the story everybody wants to watch. And coming up next, a disabled man was robbed of his rent money at Christmas, and then sports. And you know, and then there's nothing done about it.
Right.
And certainly that is not, I'm not saying that about Sean, the reporter. I'm saying the news,
in general,
way we do it now, this thing we do. And, so I had Jake try to track him down. You did find a phone number, right?
I did find a phone number. I did find him. Yeah.
Where's that? Is it this one?
Yeah.
And he is at home. He's lives in a little apartment, walks across the Broadway Bridge. He's 60 years old, retired, on disability, gets Social Security, and he's going to come up short. Let me see.
Hello.
Hey, Paul. My name's Johnny Dare. We're on the radio. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
I know that Jake had reached out to you and asked you to tell him about the news story that ran on Fox 4 in the news. You tell me what happened that day. You were walking to the airport, and you had a stroke back in 13?
I had a stroke back in 2013 that left my left side pretty much messed up. I used a walker and a cane. I was coming across the... I'm on the other side of Broadway Bridge down by the airport. I was coming across downtown. I was going to go to Costino's to get me some food that night. I was walking. I got down to 10th and Main. These two gentlemen, I'm trying to be nice on that, gentlemen yelled at me to come over. Well, I don't walk up to nobody. It was 6:30 in the afternoon. It was dark, but yet not dark. Well, I kept walking, and next thing I knew, I was thrown to the ground. These two individuals went to my pockets. Took my wallet. I had $550 on me. $500 was for my rent. $50 was for my groceries. They went through my stuff, took everything I wanted, and then they ended up stabbing me in my legs three times in my right leg, once in my left leg. They ended up running up toward the hill there by where the library is. I laid there a few minutes bleeding, of course. I got up as best as I could. I ended up trying to get away from there as fast as I could. On my way, I passed two or three, maybe four people. I asked them to call help, and they told me no, to just go on. They wasn't getting involved. I kept on going till I got up to 12th and Grand. That was my last destination. There was this female. I call her my angel, but she ended up getting me the assistance I needed. She ended up calling the police, the fire department, and she stayed there to make sure I got me in with. Through all the emotion, I had a phone, but I forgot that I had it on my inside of my pocket of my coat. I wasn't even thinking about the phone at the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you got stabbed in both your legs and you were robbed. You know, that's pretty traumatic, man. And
so I ended up going to the hospital. I was in the hospital from the 7th of this month until the 8th.
So how many days were you in the hospital?
From the 7th until 14th, I believe it was. It was just Monday when I got out, I believe it was.
Okay.
Everything's so scrambled right now for me.
Do you live by yourself, Paul?
I live by myself. Like I said, I'm over by the airport. I don't want to give an address.
No, of course don't give an address, Paul. No, but you worked at, Jake, tell me, you worked at Tyson Chicken for 21 years. You've retired now. Social Security?
And then when I had my stroke, and I hurt my back, of course. I've got to have spinal surgery in a few months. But that's beside the point. I have no family. I have no friends. So I'm pretty much
You got friends. We're going to make friends. We're going to make friends right now.
And basically, my transportation is me and my walker, and I walk across. I haven't since the incident, but I walked the Broadway Bridge to get downtown. I know about the streetcar or whatever you want to call it, but I don't like taking it because of the COVID, and I don't like being around a big bunch of people, especially now since what has happened.
Paul. Hey, man, I'm going to see if we can't help you. Just take a breath for a minute, man, and don't say you don't have friends. Like, we're making friends right now. I'm meeting you. My name's John. Your name's Paul. Now we know each other, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You. So you're late on your rent.
I'm late on my rent, and where I live, it's month to month. There's no lease, so they can throw me out at any given time. Okay. They've been hounding me about my rent, which I understand, but they got to understand my situation, too. But, yes, I'm behind my rent.
How you doing on groceries? Did you ever get your groceries?
No, that was the only money I had. I had food stamps I just got, but they took my card, so I had to reorder all that. So I don't get that for a few days. But,
okay, buddy.
I get my check at the beginning of the month. I'll be able to pay my rent. My rent's $720 here, but I'll be able to pay my rent and somewhat try to get back on my feet. But, you know, I live on a month-to-month basis.
I understand.
I get $785 a month, and $720 of that goes on my rent. So I don't have a whole lot to live on.
All right. Hey, Paul, I hear you. All right? Mm-hmm. I hear you, my friend. You stay right there, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hold on, man. Just hold on. That's just awful, man. All right. So obviously we got to take care of this and get his rent handled. But I mean, it's hard to hear somebody, I don't have any friends. And you can hear in his voice, like, how wound up you get because, you know, there's no doubt there's got to be some level of post-traumatic stress.
Oh.
You were stabbed, both your legs at 60, in your walker. And, you know, that's truly, like, you're not just robbing a guy of his money. You're robbing him of some other things as well.
His mobility, the way he gets through life.
And just your confidence.
Yeah.
Your confidence to walk down the city street.
And everything about him, just he's trying to mind his own and get through his own day-to-day.
And it's bad enough that you're alone and you feel like you have no friends on Christmas. No friends anytime, but especially right now. And then this is how it rolls out.
To ask people for help and they don't want to get involved.
Well, let's make some friends. Rock, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I got $500 for that guy's rent.
Beautiful. Now we'll get him caught up. That's perfect, man.
What did you say?
Because let's work our way through this. By the way, Brian, what makes you call?
I just listening to the story. I mean, the guy's going to get groceries and gets freaking robbed. I mean,
of course,
minding his own business. I want to help the guy out, man.
What do you do?
I'm a KTK fireman, and I own a construction business as well.
How was your year?
It's really good. Really, really good. So it's not an issue, and it's a no-brainer.
I love you, brother, and I appreciate you you helping out when that call goes out, man. You keep safe, okay?
Yep, you too.
All right, man. Listen, U.S. Bank, hope for the holidays. So now, here's what – let's do it this way. Let's make sure he's caught. So now we know he's caught. This guy lives on $800 a month, basically.
Little.
I have no
room.
Idea how you do it. I don't know how you do it. Let's try to give him a cushion, man.
He's gonna have surgery again.
Yeah, it's not lost on me that he was walking to Constantino's in the downtown, that beautiful one. Going. You're on the air. Good morning, John. How can I help you?
Hey, Johnny. I got $720 for next month's rent. How about that?
Oof. That's huge, John. That's huge, man. What makes you pick up the phone?
Well, I mean, you hear these stories, and I mean, it just sounds like the guy was doing the right thing. He was, in the wrong place.
But $720. You know, I mean, that's a lot. You got to work a lot of hours to make that.
Hearing a story like that, dude, the money really doesn't mean that much, at that point when you put the story together.
Sure.
It's just, the money's really not the big thing there. It's more of getting this guy back up on his feet and seeing the success from him.
Yeah. No, and even though you won't meet him somewhere, he knows he's got a friend out there.
Sure.
Yep. I love you, brother. Thank you. U.S. Bank. All right. Hope for the holidays. So, if it's pay by the month, we could pay him. We can get him caught up in December, pay January. Let's go a little further. Hey, Alita.
Hello?
You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi. Me and my coworkers want to donate $350.
Alita, do you normally listen to this show?
Yeah, we listen to it every day on the radio here. One of our coworkers has it on for us, every day, and we listen to it. And last year we listened to you, and it's just wonderful what you do.
Well, it's not me. It's you, Alita. Alita, if I don't want to be pry too much, but may I ask you, where do you guys work? Like, what kind of work do you do?
We work for Stone Manufacturing.
Mm-hmm. And how old are you?
I'm 56.
Well, you're just a baby. I was just curious because you sound so very sweet.
And, thank you.
And I wonder why. Just tell me why you guys, what made you guys take up a collection like this?
Like I said, it's terrible what happens to people this time of year, and there's a lot of people out there that need help. It's terrible what happened to this man while he was walking down the street and got stabbed for no reason.
Right.
He was just doing something, you know, and it happens all the time.
It does, and it's as bad as it is to lose the money. It's I almost feel like it's a way worse to feel like you're alone in this world and you don't have any friends.
Right, and he's not alone. There's people out here who do care, who do have a heart.
Hope for the holidays, U.S. Bank.
Thank you. Right. Okay, thank you.
So, you see where I'm going with this, Caleb.
Yeah. Hey, Johnny, I'd like to give $100.
Beautiful, man. What do you do for a living?
I'm actually the A1 out at Cable Dahmer Arena.
Oh, excellent, man. Excellent. But what makes you do this, man?
Nobody, absolutely nobody deserves what he got done to him. Absolutely nobody.
Well, I mean, that goes without saying, but that's... But I'm always fascinated when I hear people, and fascinated is not the right word. I guess I'm just reassured that we're still living in the right place, that our country is still great. When I hear strangers help strangers with nothing in return other than it's how you feel.
Right.
You know, it's nobody deserves anything bad to happen to them, of course, but still, you took an extra step and you're giving money and helping somebody. And I'm always curious as to what motivates people.
Yeah, it's so sad that he's gone through all this, not being able to have anybody to rely on or anything, but we as a city, he can definitely count on the city to help him.
Well, Caleb, drop it off, U.S. Bank, hope for the holidays. Thank you, man.
So where are we at? We're at $450 for this window.
Okay, you know what? Hey, a little bit more, Tim.
Hey, Johnny, I got $100 for this gentleman just because of the year that it's been, and I want to help someone. I hate to see or hear what happened to him, but he's got another friend.
You're a good man, Tim.
Thank you. I think it's a debate.
What touches you?
Bad story, and just... This year has been terrible.
Yeah, this year has been terrible. But I still think us, were okay. And there was a lot of noise and a lot of yelling and a lot of loud people. And they were saying a lot of terrible things and acting in terrible ways. But we're all still here, man. And I it's incredibly reassuring to me to hear all your voices call and to see things get done and to hear that other people feel the same way that we do. You know, sometimes we just need to know that, again, we're not alone.
You got it.
U.S. Bank, hope for the holidays. You're on the air, Brandy.
Hi, Johnny. I have $100 for Paul. I'm so heartbroken to hear his story and to hear that he's just going to get his groceries and this happens to him and now he's behind and I would like to help them.
Yeah, no, I think we can do something a little better today, and it's really nice of you, Brandy. Hold on, where are we at, Nick?
You're at $650.
All right, so I need one, just $100 more. Hey, Michael, what's going on, Michael?
Hey, man, I got $50.
Excellent.
I wish I could do more, but you know, money's kind of tight right now. But
hey, brother, no, don't ever diminish what you're. Don't say that. $50. Let me tell you something, man. $50 is the difference between this man eating for weeks and not eating.
Yeah, I'll do whatever I can.
No, man, don't ever diminish it, brother. I appreciate it. He appreciates it. And trust me, if you need 50 and you don't have that 50, it might as well be
5,000.
Yes, yeah. Sir. What do you do for a living, Mike?
Man, I'm a laborer.
Listen, you sure you got it?
Yeah, I got it, man. Yeah, I got it. I don't have a family, so Christmas is taken care of already.
It's,
so.
It's hard, man, sometimes when you feel alone.
It is. It is. It really feels empty when you have no money. I've been in that guy's shoes before. I haven't been robbed before, but I've been flat broke.
Yeah. No, that's
had
it.
Had to and drink nobody... water to fill my stomach. So, yeah.
You're a good man.
That's right.
All right, Michael, U.S. Bank, hope for the holidays. Right. One more. You know, Forrest is going to round it out for us. Forrest, you got the finishing 50?
Yeah, I got you.
You're a good man, Forrest. What do you do?
I work at a glass plant. I just basically just bought a big babysitter for a furnace. Basically what I do.
Well, you know what? As long as you're working, my friend.
Yeah, I know it's been a pretty rough year, and, you know, I've been blessed to be able to work through it, so I figured just help out, you know. I've been wanting to donate for quite a while on you guys the past few years, but it never got through. But,
well,
you know,
you're a good man for us. U.S. Bank, hope for the holidays. We'll put it in the account, and we'll take care of it. All right, so now we've got that. Paul, welcome back to the show. Paul, could you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you, and it tears my heart out to know that there's people out there that care, you know, that wants to help me, you know what I mean, after everything I've went through.
Yeah, there's always people that care, even when you don't think it, Paul, I promise. There's always hope.
And I want to say thank you to everybody.
Well, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get, Jake is going to take your landlord's name. We're going to go to them personally. We're going to catch you up. For December, and then I'm going to pay your January and your February rent ahead of time.
Okay.
So you're not going to have to worry about that. That way you can put some money back, and our friends at Constantino would like to give you a $500 gift card for the Constantino's Price Chopper, so the Sunfresh, the Apple Market, you know that beautiful store downtown that you were walking to? Those guys would like you to have a $500 gift card.
Thank you.
Would that put you in a better place, my friend?
Yes.
You think it'll you'll be all right?
Yeah, I'll be all right. Thanks to everybody there.
And you didn't get to meet him, but you have a few new friends. There's Brian and Brian and John and Alita and Caleb and Tim and Brandy and Michael and Forrest are all your brand new friends.
Merry Christmas to all you guys. Thank you.
All right, you hold on, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.